From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Egypt is one of the Arab countries President Bush urged to become more democratic during his State of the Union address last month, and that means different things to different people. To some Egyptians, it means real competition for the presidency. Hosni Mubarak has been president since 1981. To others, it means the rule of law with checks and balances to prevent the abuse of power. Democracy also means free expression, and as our colleague Robert Siegel found in Cairo, one way that Egyptians express themselves is through movies.
In Maxim's, a posh nightclub in downtown Cairo, Nubian waiters in blue kaftans and white turbans serve the mostly European diners. Christine, who owns the place, is half French. She's at the grand piano singing Edith Piaf songs. In a moment, Zaki, an old flame she has a soft spot for, will enter in a panic. He's a chronic womanizer, well into his 60s. He's been robbed by a prostitute he took to his downtown apartment, and he's in trouble with his sister.
Cut.
This takes place in a movie that's being shot in Cairo right now. It's a movie called The Yacoubian Building, based on the best-selling Egyptian novel of recent years. And it's not just any movie. Its $3 million budget is the biggest of any Egyptian film ever made. And since Cairo is the Arab Hollywood, it's the biggest Arabic language film ever made. The cast is a pantheon of Egyptian movie stars. Christine is played by Yusra, a blonde beauty of the star magnitude that dispenses with second names. The aging womanizer, Zaki, is Adel Imam, who may just have the best-known face in all of Egypt. But the significance of the Yacoubian Building transcends the star-studded marquee. It is based on a work of fiction packed with uncomfortable truths about life in contemporary Egypt. It describes a place that is corrupt, unfair, and often thuggish.
I think we're going to face a lot of trouble. And I think also a lot of people are going to like it, and I think it's going to be very controversial, and I hope it lives for long, because I think it's going to be very controversial.
That's 27-year-old director Marwan Hamid. He expects controversy with good reason. The novel the movie is based on is almost as controversial as it is successful. It's about several residents of one apartment building in the early 1990s. In the real-life perpetual traffic jam that is downtown Cairo, there is a reverse upstairs-downstairs phenomenon. Elegant apartment buildings from the 1920s and 30s are broken and weather-beaten on the outside, but inside, the apartments are still gracious dwellings of the well-to-do. On the rooftops, amid the satellite dishes of the prosperous residents below, small sheds built for storage or for the maid to do the laundry in have become homes rented out to the poor. The result, shanty towns in the sky. The Yacoubian is one of those apartment houses, and the novel is about its fictional residents, the poor above, the rich below. In the story, the security police sodomize a college student, and the experience turns him into a terrorist. There are corrupt politicians, businessmen, even a corrupt imam. Sex is always exploitative, and in one case, it's gay. A newspaper editor and his lover, a married policeman. Scenes of their lovemaking break a great Egyptian taboo. Director Marwan Hamid feared for the screenplay when it went through obligatory censorship.
I expected to find lots of trouble from the police, because, I mean, the police, they rape people, they hit people, they do riots, they do everything bad in this movie. And we've got a police soldier who's gay also. So it's like police are, like, very black in the movie. But very surprisingly, they were, like, very okay and very open-minded with us.
The screenplay cleared the censor, unscathed. The Yacoubian Building poses a paradox. If it really depicts Egypt, then how did the novel ever get published? How does it get made into what one producer calls the Egyptian Ocean's 11? We went cross-town to Cairo's Garden City District to put that and other questions to the author of the Yacoubian Building.
Dr. Alaswani.
It was 8 p.m. and Ale Alaswani was still in his office.
Hi. Dr. Alaswani.
Yes, how are you?
How do you do? I'm Robert Siegel.
Yes,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Now, I'm having my last patient, so would you mind wait just 5 minutes, and then I'm going to finish. Eh?
Ale Alaswani may be a best-selling novelist and an opposition newspaper columnist as well, but he has never given up his day job. Dr. Alaswani is a dentist. Dentistry, he says, provides both income and inspiration.
It's my work. I mean, it's my raw material. Because I can see, I try to analyze personalities while I'm working. And that's very useful for writing.
Do we reveal that much of ourselves to our dentists?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because this is a very close relation. And this is a kind of pain relation. And pain relation is very sincere. When you are in pain, you never lie. But you lie if you don't have pain. So, I mean, this is a very close relation, a very human one.
After seeing his last patient of the night, a civil servant in need of root canal work and a porcelain crown, Dr. Alaswani talked about his novel and the country it describes. It is an undemocratic place, a place where power is entrenched, unchecked, and often violent, a place where terrorists are not born, but made.
I mean, there is some social, very, very heavy social problems which are pushing them to be terrorists. And I try to explain this, and I have a very big experience in my life seeing these kind of stories. I have seen
people you know.
Yes, I know, yes. Because as you read in the book, this exactly what's happening. I mean, it's a democratic question. I mean, it's democracy. We have a whole bunch of complications of lack of democracy.
Ale Alaswani says his book has already gotten him in some trouble. Some journalists have attacked him for making a newspaper editor a gay character in the novel. He says the real-life residents of the Yakubian building have also threatened a lawsuit. But for all the complaints, it is being made into a potential blockbuster of a movie. So, how undemocratic is a society that tolerates such scathing criticism?
There is an equation in Egypt, which is the government, the regime, is saying now to the writers, you write whatever you want, but I'm going to do whatever I want. And that's why we don't have the freedom of speech. We have the freedom of talk, and there is a difference.
The freedom of talk?
Yes, because you talk. You talk and you write whatever you want, but this will never be influencing the decisions of the regime. And many times it does influence in the contrary. I mean, if you have documents against a minister, the regime will give the minister more power just to make the point that we don't care about what you're talking about.
For more than 30 years, Wahid Hamad has spent his days at a table in a 5-star hotel with a panoramic view of the Nile. He comes to this spot near an artificial indoor waterfall to think, to write, to meet colleagues, and to entertain friends. Wahid Hamad is the most celebrated screenwriter in Egypt, and he wrote the screenplay for the Yakubian building.
I think that he will be able to do a signature, and I think that he will...
I think it will be like a document of the time we're living. And it will give people comfort because the movie shows the people are really feeling what they are talking about in private. The movie says those things in public. I think it will be an important movie. People I meet in the street ask me, when will the movie be released?
The most controversial points about this film, he says, are sex and religion. He says he was not surprised, though, that the screenplay got past the censor intact. Censorship, he says, would have made matters worse for the government. Wahid Hamad says he has written many films critical of the government, which he doesn't see as being so restrictive as Dr. Alaswani does.
Ala Alaswani ma'amalsh aflam sinema'iyya wa loh riwayat mahdooda.
Alaswani's novel could have been censored. Or the government could have bought up all the copies of the book. But the fact of the matter is, anybody can go to any bookstore and buy this novel. Another thing, Alal Aswani writes a column in a newspaper attacking the president, and nobody objects to him doing that.
The main object of screenwriter Waheed Hamad's criticism is not so much the few in power as the many who are apathetic.
In Egyptian society, we have a kind of negativity. I'll give you an example. Last week in Nasser City, a water main broke, and no water could reach their apartments. So people went down with the buckets to get water. Nobody complained. They didn't bang on the buckets. They didn't. There's a kind of apathy that I don't understand. There should be a kind of anger, a kind of disappointment.
When Waheed Hamad decided to write the movie of the Yacoubian building, he chose his son, Marwan, to direct it. When Marwan runs Adel Imam and Yusra through their lines, he is directing people who were stars in Egyptian movies before he was born. Adel Imam, the 65-year-old screen icon, says he's known Marwan since he was a toddler. When screenwriter Waheed Hamad told him he had picked Marwan to direct, Adel Imam said he approved and replied, "Why not cast my son in the lead?" Which they did. This in a country whose biggest political controversy is whether Hosni Mubarak will manage to hand off the presidency to his son, Gamal. At 27, Marwan is of an Egyptian generation that has known only one president, and he sounds less politically charged than either the opposition novelist, dentist Dr. Alaswani, or his screenwriter father. To Marwan Hamad, the movie is as much about the human condition as the Egyptian condition. To him, Egypt's problem is not so much systemic corruption and abusive power as it is public tolerance of those ills.
It's all got to do with denial.
Denial.
Denial, yes. Yeah, a lot of Egyptians are living, a lot of Arabs actually are living in denial. We deny our problems, we deny that we've got lots of problems, we deny that we've got lots of corruption. What we think now is that we're very good and we're very close to God. And this is the problem. I think this is because of frustration. We're very frustrated because of all what's happening in the world. So that's why denial is the first thing we have.
Early next year, the movie is scheduled to open. Rookie director Marwan Hamad, veteran screenwriter Waheed Hamad, and novelist Alay Alaswani will see if Egyptians are shaken out of that state of denial by the Yacoubian building. Dr. Alaswani is hopeful. A novel, he reminds us, is read by thousands of people. Millions of people see a movie.
You can find photographs from the set of the Yacoubian building and excerpts from the book the film is based on at our website, npr.org.